Yes, there was a successful negotiation today in Clonakilty, specifically for the pelagic sector, the specific in the area of the mackerel quota, which has increased by 10,500 tonnes on last year. So you're talking about an 86 million announcement for the mackerel sector, and I know a lot of the boats operating out of Killybegs will be welcoming this news.
Of course, we're encouraging diversification, and that is ongoing, but obviously the mackerel fishery is hugely important here and now.
Yeah, it's important, and then there's the added value then at the processing end, so that's important. And I know before Christmas we're going to be having the agreement in relation to the other areas in the demersal sector and the whitefish sector, so it'll be Minister Creed's first time involved in those negotiations, and I've really emphasised the importance of the whitefish sector to the port up in Killybegs and in Greencastle in particular, for monkfish and haddock and the other fish within that sector. So it's important, the negotiations are important, but I've also made the point to Minister Creed that, you know, that over the years it's a small inshore have really sector has really got a hammering, and we still have to focus on ways of trying to diversify that fishery, because there is a heavy reliance, a heavy focus on crab and lobster at the minute, and I know there's plenty of men would be very interested in getting into the herring sector. So it's something that I've flagged up to the minister, that there are very sort of deep sensitivities in relation to that sector over the years. So while the mackerel, great news for mackerel in relation to the extra 10,500 tonnes, which is a combined total of 86 million euro sector for the mackerel sector, we still have to focus very much on the whitefish sector and the importance of Greencastle port as well, and ensure that the small inshore fisherman is looked at as well.
And in that regard, are you optimistic that your views are being taken on board, that the minister will act favourably to improve the conditions, as you well understand?
Yeah, well, look, I think, you know, while the minister carries his view, it has to be a negotiated 28 member state deal, and certainly at a European level, I don't think the wishes and the preferences of the inshore sector hasn't been listened to attentively enough down the years, and I think it's important that Minister Creed does carry that message. I'll continue to emphasise it, and certainly where you have the inshore really relying on lobster and crab at the minute, you know, there are other areas where they can diversify into, and certainly the herring sector, the commercial herring sector, is an area where, you know, the small fishermen can make gains, and they've had a lot of knockbacks over the years. I certainly don't want to be creating expectations that it will happen, but it's important to carry the message and to continue to make that voice heard at the European table.